We're off to the theatre from next week. The Baxter will host a groundbreaking play that takes an unflinching look at the ugly side of society. It's called Trouble in Mind, written by Alice Childress. Actors Lyle October and Alyssa van Rienen joins us in the studio. Welcome, guys. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alyssa, let's start with you. What is it all about, Trouble in Mind?
Trouble in Mind is a really heartbreaking and moving, but at the same time, very funny look at racial injustice and, other prejudices as well in the 1950s American theater and the high stakes that come with that New York theater lifestyle.
Okay, right. So it's set in the States.
Yes. Yeah. So we're talking in an American accent the whole way through.
Yeah. Gotcha. Are there any parallels that you can find with South Africa?
I think so, definitely. Okay. I think, because segregation ended in the 60s in the States, and we're also such a young democracy. So there's a lot of the aftermath that we deal with now that I think people can still relate to. I think our older actors often tell us stories about their experiences in the theater that were very similar to what our characters are going through now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And for you, Lyle?
Good morning, Clarence. Like you said, we're off to the theater, and I think this show is really a play that people need to come watch. I mean, it's an amazing piece of theater. We have a really stacked cast. Tembi Mshali Jones, yeah. Royston Stoffels, wow. Nikita Bello, Anthony Coleman, Awetu Khaleli, Tamsin Williams, myself, Alyssa, Adrian Collins, and Daniel Newton. So it's really, really a big piece
stage.
Of theater. Yes, yes, yes. And directed by Mdu Kweyama. So to get all these actors moving on stage and making sure we're not standing in front of one another, all of those kind of things,
sure.
It's really, really a tough job.
It's described as a play within a play. Why would it be described as that?
Well, it's about actors in a rehearsal room. So, like Lyle was saying earlier, it's very meta. You know, like we're playing actors who are playing actors who are playing actors.
Mm.
Okay.
It's so interesting because normally people come to the theater to watch a show which actors have learned the lines, but in this play, they are watching actors who are learning their lines as the other actors.
I got you.
So it's really, really meta. And it's just amazing, I think, for the audience to see this inside world of an actor and how they go through their process.
It's another world,
yes,
though.
Yes, it's a whole completely
another
world.
I've been a fly on a wall. I'm like, yes. Are you going to remember that stuff?
Because that's the main question people ask. How do you remember all these lines? That's the main question.
And it's very hysterical. Like, there are times when we ourselves are laughing in the rehearsal room because the piece is just so funny.
It's a comedy drama.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm also thinking, it's not a movie. It's not as if you're going to have take 133, scene one, scene whatever. You, if you forget it, you got a basket.
Yes. You just have to act as if your character is forgetting his lines, perhaps. That's the best get out.
It's very funny.
Is that awkward?
Yeah. There are lines where there are characters who forget lines, so our characters forget
would pick
lines.
Up on it. Okay.
And then it's very funny when, like, at the beginning stages, when people do forget their lines, and then you say a line that your character says, it's extremely, it's just hysterical.
And then all of a sudden the story goes in another direction.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fascinating. So a lot of people on the stage, is it replete with all of the props and production grandeur that comes with a lot of people on the stage?
Yes, so it's like 1950s in New York. It's set in the old Gailey Theatre as it was then. And how it's set up is that we are the new actors, a new show moving into the space, but the remnants of the old show are still there. So it's that thing of where they need to move out the old props and the old sets while we are moving in. So it really gives you the inside scope into this the theater world.
I'm going to get a sense of how the actor relates with the character they're playing as well, won't I?
Yes, definitely.
And how you relate to the character as well.
Well, 100%. I mean, I think it's so interesting to play a character that is going through a lot of what you're going through. Like my character, for instance, it's one of her first jobs. Okay, well, it's her first job ever.
Right.
And it's my second job.
Yeah.
And Lyle's also, your character's done a couple of things, and now you're in the company.
Yes, he's a young African-American actor, John Evans. And he's just very excited about the work. And I feel like that's how Lyle October is as well, just excited to work. And so it's very, very, a lot of parallels in those.
Is there a model? Is there a model to the story here? Or is it just about a play within a play?
I think the way that Childress wrote the play, it's so open-ended in the sense that, like, you don't really know what happens at the end. You don't really know where they're going because it's supposed to open a conversation, you know. And a lot of our conversations open a lot of more conversations, if that makes sense.
It's open-ended at the end, but the message, it does hit home because I remember one time we did a run and everyone just stood back like, wow, this is powerful work we're doing.
And I must come to know the message of what you're going to help me out.
No, I feel like you'll be able to get it. It's not like, oh, this convoluted, massive message that you won't, that you'll miss. But there's something for everyone in the play and it's at the back's the flip side.
Okay, I got you.
So, yeah.
I think the thing about
we're going to go on with different
Yes, definitely.
Things standing out. Okay. Mm. So you were saying?
Oh, I think the thing about the message is that they say things in the play that everyone, I think, knows on some level, but it's never said out loud. And then when you get in this really high stakes conversation with your superior, and there's things that you shouldn't say, but you end up saying it out of high emotion, and it just changes everyone in the room. Mm. Because once those things have been said out loud, you can't go back from that.
The water's under the bridge.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay, you've sold it to me.
Thank you very much.
So just tell us more, when's it happening?
From the 14th of May to the 1st of June at the Baxter Flipside. You can get your tickets at WebTicket.
At Pick and Pay as well.
Okay, yeah. And tickets 180 Rand to 220 Rand. I'm going to go and check it out. Set in New York in the 50s. It follows the challenges and tensions faced by a group of actors, both black and white, as they come together to rehearse and perform a play. Fascinating stuff at the Baxter Theatre. Go and check it out. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And joining us.